Hey, what's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taryn here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where we answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Paul.
Hey, Taryn, how's it going? Greetings from sunny Southern California. My name's Paul, and I have a question for you about incorporating marathon training into my triathlon regimen. So currently I'm doing what you do for your off-season triathlon training regimen. And I want to know if you guys have any tips or tricks on incorporating marathon training into the current regimen. So I'm doing the LA Marathon in March coming up. And of course, I'd like to keep up my bike and swim fitness to go into triathlon season after that. So if you or Coach Pat had anything to pass on, that'd be great. And I really appreciate it. You need to come on down to Southern California so you can ride outside. Thanks, man.
Paul, you are 100% right. I need to come down to Southern California. I am just, as of yesterday, back from a little trip that we did in Arizona to Tempe and Scottsdale. And man, it was nice to see some sun and a little bit of vitamin D on the skin and be able to run with a bare chest outside instead of just by myself. I feel the need to share shirtless Taryn with the world, and it just doesn't happen here in the Pain Cavern. Anywho, about your question with marathon training during triathlon training. So something that I believe triathletes would certainly benefit from is not just identifying with only being a triathlete and only doing triathlon. I like to think of myself as, yes, a triathlete, but more an endurance athlete as a whole. And depending on what my goals are in specific points of the year or every few years, I can get my fitness level up to swimming, biking, running, probably do a Spartan race, anything like that, based off of the fitness that I do as a triathlete. Now, for example, at last year, I started with a half Ironman in Campeche, and then I switched up my training to go for the marathon swim and really swim specific endurance focus. The only reason that I'm able to do something like that, go from being a three sport athlete to a one sport essentially athlete, I mean, I basically became swimming Taryn, is because I had an overall level of fitness that I kept up. Good fitness with swimming, good fitness with cycling, good fitness with running, and a good base. I had a strong core. I had a strong cardiovascular system because I had done cardio-specific training at low heart rates. I now am this year focusing a fair bit on strength, so I'm building the chassis. And what kind of ends up happening is that with a lot of athletes for anywhere from 6 to 9 months out of the year, you might just be focusing on overall fitness, just overall being a fit human. And then as you have a goal that might be a triathlon, but it also might be a marathon, it might be a marathon swim, it might be a cycling race, you can then in the last 3 months prior to that goal start pivoting the majority of your training towards that sport. So as you saw in my case, when I became swimming Taryn there, the bike and the run took a bit of a backseat. I was still biking and running. I was still doing core work, still a little bit of maintenance and strength work, but the proportions of each went down a little bit while swimming went way up. And then after the swim was done, I brought it back down to a level where it was more an even split between everything. You could do the same thing for marathon running. You could kind of keep an overall level of swim fitness, bike fitness, strength, like just work on overall abilities, which is one of the nice things about being a triathlete is that you're very versatile. And then as the marathon starts coming closer and you need to really start focusing on getting in heavy weeks and big long runs, building that base of endurance, the nice thing about triathlon is that you are well-versed in all sports, and endurance itself tends to come pretty quickly and doesn't take months and years like strength and speed does. So you can very quickly pivot over to another sport, and sure, you might lose a little bit of bike fitness or or swim fitness, like at that top end level. But as soon as the marathon is done, you can come back to it. I look at that as the same way as I look at Ironman, that Ironman can be something that you can always come back to if you have a strong body, a fit body, you're overall very structurally sound and healthy. You can bounce around from one sport to another sport, bounce from one distance to another. We're not pro athletes where all we have to do is one distance in one race in one sport, and we can get the enjoyment of all the great things of doing big running events or group cycling events and crits and marathon swims that everyone oohs and ahs about, but really isn't that hard. A lot of people can do them. That's one of the nicest things about being a triathlon, is that you can experience more sports, more events in more places. So Paul, I hope that helps. Good luck with your marathon. Sounds very interesting. And if I'm ever down in Southern California, hit me up. If any of you Trainiacs want your question answered on the Trainiask podcast, go to triathlonterran.com/Trainiask. Ask your question there and feel free to give anyone you like a shout out. While you're there, you will probably like what we've got. Just hit the free resources tab. And just by entering your email, you can download a free swim drill series, a strength training program series, a nutrition series, all kinds of free goodies are right there. And finally, if you're really digging these Trainiask podcasts, help everyone else find them and help us out by giving us a review in iTunes. Really helps with the iTunes algorithm and helps new Trainiacs get familiar with this Trainiask podcast. All right. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.